A group of women went to Paris on vacation. They found a boutique a little off the main street and decided to stop by and have a look. It was somewhat out of the way and not full of the highest quality goods, so there wasn't much to choose from. But one of the women found something she liked and stepped away from the others to continue searching the store. The rest of the women returned to the main street and enjoyed some window shopping. And thinking their friend should be done by now, they returned to the boutique. But the woman wasn't there. And after asking the shop assistant about her, they found out she left the store earlier. The women shrugged their shoulders and moved on, thinking she would return to the hotel by herself by nightfall. But she never did. The women grew concerned and, in the morning, called the local police. Yet they never found their friend and were forced to return home without her. They later found out the boutique was well known to police and many people had disappeared from the area. While they didn't know exactly what happened to these people, it was thought that they were drugged and sold on the black market. They were sold for others' amusement and in the end, carved up for their organs. Hello, and welcome to Toshiden, exploring Japanese urban legends. I'm your host, Tara A. Devlin, and on this show we'll be looking at different urban legends from Japan, how they came about, and, when possible, the truth behind them. This week, we're looking at the legend of the boutique dressing room. There are several variations of this legend, but at its most basic, it involves a traveller going into a dressing room in a foreign country and never returning again. It turns out that she, because she is inevitably always a female, was kidnapped and sold on the black market as either a slave, for her organs, or as we'll find out later, a horrific sideshow attraction. This legend first began to spread through Japan in the early 1980s. More and more women were graduating from university and then travelling overseas as a result. The magazine Shūkan Yomiuri reported in its August 2nd, 1981 edition that a newlywed bride disappeared from a boutique dressing room in Rome while on her honeymoon and was later found in a back alley in Spain with both her legs and arms cut off. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs looked into the matter and confirmed no such incident had ever taken place, but the idea was planted in people's minds. The legend also has roots in a French urban legend from the late 1960s. Called The Rumor of Orleans, the legend stated that people were going missing after entering the dressing room of a Jewish boutique in Orleans, roughly 100 kilometers south of Paris. A book on these supposed happenings was written in 1971 by sociologist Edgar Morin, and it examined the rumors that gripped Orleans during the spring and summer of 1969, in which young girls were supposedly being drugged in Jewish-owned boutiques and then sold as sex slaves. This legend made its way to Japan almost wholly intact, and after several slight changes to make it more suitable to a Japanese audience, it became the legend that is still spread today. This wasn't the end of the story, however. Like many urban legends, this one has several variations, including one that makes it uniquely Japanese. One such version goes as follows. Some newlyweds went to Southeast Asia for their honeymoon. The couple were enjoying some shopping and entered a certain clothes store. The friendly shop assistant recommended some clothes to the woman, and she entered the dressing room. But after a considerable amount of time had passed, she still hadn't returned. Finding it strange, her husband opened the dressing room door, but found it empty. In reality, the room was fitted with a magic mirror, and the woman was taken through it to be sold on the black market. A few years later, the husband returned to the country on business. Unable to forget what happened to his wife, the man was approached by a cheerful man on the street. He was the owner of an exhibition nearby, and informed the husband that he could see things only available at this particular show. The husband decided to take a look, thinking it might be a nice diversion. He entered the tent right as the show was reaching its climax. The stage performers brought out a naked woman with no arms or legs. The husband knew that face. It was that of his wife, who went missing several years earlier. Another version brings the action closer to home, reminding audiences that you don't even need to leave Japan to fall afoul of black market gangs. 2 young women went to Osaka to go shopping. However, they were separated in the crowd, and one of them went missing. The police got involved and began investigating, but they couldn't find the girl. 6 months later, the girl's parents received a call from the police, letting them know that someone who resembled their daughter was discovered in Hong Kong. Her parents made arrangements to head to Hong Kong without delay. They were taken to a small exhibition hall with a sign that stated, "Japanese Daruma," out the front. What they found inside was a girl they could no longer recognize as their own daughter, her arms and legs cut off and gone mad because of it all. "There's no way this thing can be our daughter," they said. The girl is secretly being cared for in a mental institution even now. This particular version of the legend goes by several different names, such as Japanese Daruma, Japanese Kokeshi, another doll without arms or legs, or simply Human Daruma. While the location often changes, the base story of a young woman being kidnapped, usually in a dressing room, and showing up several months or years later as a human Daruma remain the key points. Legends of people being made into human Darumas first began to widely circulate in the 1970s, thanks to the movie The Empress Dowager, based on the real-life Chinese Empress. The movie features a scene of a woman having her arms and legs cut off, and as this story spread throughout Japan, it later combined with the Orleans legend to become the urban legend most well known today. It was especially popular in the Tokyo area, with stories of women being kidnapped, turned into human darumas, and then sold into sexual slavery. The legend remains as a cautionary tale to people, particularly women, when traveling overseas to be aware of their surroundings and always take care, even when you think you're in a safe environment. And that brings us to the end of this week's show. Don't forget, you can support this show and get even more urban legends by heading over to Amazon and grabbing Toshiden, Exploring Japanese Urban Legends Right Now. The book is available in ebook, paperback, or you can read it for free with Kindle Unlimited. You can also join our Patreon for early access to both this show and Kawabana, true Japanese scary stories from around the internet, as well as bonus episodes and much more. Head over to kawabana.net to find all those links. And I'll see you again next time for even more Toshiden, exploring Japanese urban legends. Want even more scary stories? Head over to kawabana.net for new translations every week. You can also join our Patreon for exclusive stories you won't find anywhere else. Head over to kawabana.net now.